Well, the Detroit Pistons lost a thriller to the Cleveland Cavaliers to open their playoff series, while the Red Wings dropped their second in a row to the Tampa Bay Lightning this weekend. Not a good postseason start for the Motown teams. But one Michigan State basketballer just hit the big time. Current sports, Al Martin sorts it out here for us on Monday morning. How are you, Al?
How are you doing, Mark?
I am well, thank you. A thriller yesterday in Cleveland. Two teams neck and neck. What made the difference?
Well, I think it's a combination of a few things here, Mark. First off, even though the Pistons fell in game one to Cleveland, this is a series, of course, in which they are significant underdogs. I mean, this is a 1-8 seed. But the Pistons, I mean, what a valiant effort to come out and to compete against the number one team in the East and push them to the wire here. And I really thought, you know, when looking at the first half, Mark, first off, you have to call out Marcus Morris, who was absolutely fantastic. In the first half, he scored 19 points. He was 3-4 from three-point range. And for the team combined, they shot actually 62% from the three-point line, Mark.
Whoa.
10 of 16. Unbelievable, right? And, you know, you look at Marcus Morris's production in that first half, 19 points. Mark, he finished with 20 points, just 1 point in the second half. Now, a lot of that, of course, had to do with the big three. LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving were absolutely spectacular. And the Pistons defensively, Mark, could not slow those individuals down. But I have two stats here. The Cavs were able to convert 12 Piston turnovers into 19 points. There were multiple times in which the Pistons just kind of shot themselves in their own foot, gave the ball up, and the Cavs were able to convert on opportunities on the other end of the floor. And also, the Cavs were also able to convert 12 offensive rebounds into 20 second chance points. And that's glaring because the franchise player for the Red, White, and Royal Blue is Andre Drummond. I thought Andre Drummond in this game was way too quiet. He didn't need to do much in that first half because, again, the Pistons shot the lights out the ball. But when he needed to get big rebounds and really put some pressure on those that big front, specifically Kevin Love, Andre Drummond failed in that regard. So I think a target's on the back of Andre Drummond, Mark.
Let's switch gears to hockey. The Red Wings fell behind the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0 to start the playoffs, but we bounced back with a 2-0 victory last night. What pulled it together last night?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff Blashill making the coaching decision to actually start Peter Mrazek instead of Jimmy Howard. I thought that was gutsy. I thought it was risky. Because whenever you make a move that early in the series, it can certainly backfire on you and kind of evoke really a notion of panic or desperation. Mm-hmm. But Mrazek was fantastic. He had 16 saves en route to his third NHL career shutout. And Mrazek, I mean, he last started, Mark, on March 29th at Montreal and was really shaky down the stretch, which allowed Howard to kind of take over that role. So I thought that was key. And just the Wings being more aggressive than they had been in those first two games. I thought they were able to get in front of the net and get a lot of shots on Ben Bishop, and it paid dividends in the end.
Game four tomorrow night at the Joe Louis Arena. Let's get back to basketball just a little bit here because MSU basketball player Jasmine Hines just signed with the WNBA Los Angeles Sparks. What was it that so impressed L.A.?
Well, I think when you evaluate the career of Jasmine Hines, Mark, I mean, first off, you know, physically, you know, she's so intimidating because she's just so big. You know, 6'3". You know, she's got a lot of girth, a lot of muscle. I mean, her calf muscles, oh my goodness. I don't know if you've ever seen Jasmine Hines in person, Mark, but she is physically intimidating when she's out there. Mm. So her size, and size is so valued no matter what level of basketball you're talking about, Mark. So I think that's something to turn the heads of those within the Sparks organization. And she's so competitive. She's so competitive, Mark. She wants to win. She's got polished footwork. She's got the fundamentals down. And we saw, I mean, her last game in a Spartan uniform at the Breslin Center, I mean, she had a career-high 36 points against Ohio State, and that's something that is a glaring stamp as to the way she played throughout her entire career. I think she's going to be a force for L.A.
And she joins some other Big Ten players.
She
correct?
Does. She actually joins Jantel Lavender from Ohio State and Christy Tolliver from Maryland, and also even a Detroit native in Crystal Bradford, who balled out at Central Michigan University.
Now, Spartan football held its second scrimmage of the spring, concluding with a Well, explain these spring games here. They are a different animal. Can you help us understand what happened?
Well, first off, Mark, they barely let anything out the box. So is it for the media trying to analyze a spring game or spring scrimmage, I should say, because this was the second spring scrimmage.
Right.
It's really tough. They don't give you any stats, and you have to just really dive in and really dissect the quotes that you get from Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah.
But the defense has now won both scrimmages, and Mark D'Antonio did call out one individual. Linebacker John Reschke has had a great camp thus far. So I don't know how much you can divert from it, but the defense looks pretty good right now, Mark.
We want to thank Al Martin, host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and Television. More sports with Al this afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 870. Also, Current Sports on WKAR TV every Thursday night at 10:30. You got a guest lined up for Thursday?
Yes, we have MSU women's basketball player Brandi Agee will be in studio with me on Wednesday.
Very good. Al Martin, thank you.
Thank you.